weeknights at 6, ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and where we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by TheLandOnDemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to TheLandOnDemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's TheLandOnDemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
Week 17, it is here. The coup de grace of the 2017 campaign. This time, the Cleveland Browns in Pittsburgh to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. It is the Hugh Jackson Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Nathan, hello.
Hello, Kenneth. I gotta say, I'm a little sad that this is the final time for 2017 that you and I are gonna be.
You're trying to distract me with some of the messages that you're getting on Twitter, and it's not gonna work, okay? I'm not gonna allow you to do it over there. Again, just because it's the final show that we do together doesn't mean that it's gotta come off the rails, okay?
I'm not trying to have anything come off the rails. I'm just trying to put a smile
not
on your face.
Don't read any of it. Nope, we are moving on. Alrighty. We gotta go over what happened last week before we move on to this weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. And first off, we get with what's trending. A quick takeaway or two, if you could, from the loss against the Bears. I'll go ahead and I'll start, Nathan. I think that things really got off the rails for the Browns after the Myles Garrett touchdown got called back because of the offsides penalty.
I thought that
sucked the wind out of them, and they just never seemed to be able to recover. It's one of those things where you know that there's and that's why I've been saying it's tough to beat an opponent from where you're at, but it's tough to beat yourselves when that number grows. And I think that when they saw that happen, it's just, well, this is the natural order of things, and then things went downhill from there.
Unfortunately for the Browns, it's been easy for them to beat themselves. They've done it repeatedly this season, and I think you're exactly right. Not a lot to take away from that game. It was a bad game all around, but you've been asking for somebody to make a play. Make a play. Somebody step up, somebody make a play. How about Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick? Guess what? He does it, tips the ball in the air, catches it himself, and then runs like a gazelle weaving through the traffic and gets the job done, gets in the end zone. You could be up 10-6 on the road, and unfortunately, it was called back due to, of course, the offsides from Carl Nassib. And I did the sideline report on the broadcast, and you could just feel the elation and then the complete deflation. Here we go again. And certainly enough, here we went again to 0-15 for the Browns this season.
Yeah, really, really rough to see that go down the way it did. But, you know, that's the way it happened last week. So we move on to what's going on in Week 17, final game of the season. And one last chance to get a win in Pittsburgh. Difference between the two teams from Game 1 to 16 is stark. One team just has better personnel right now. They got going in the way they needed to because they started off rough in week one against the Cleveland Browns. Browns stuck around in that one, nearly were able to come back and win that game. But obviously a tale of two teams right now. What do you see with the Pittsburgh Steelers in their future as they march on towards the postseason?
Obviously, they're worried about getting a Super Bowl, and you know they're 12-3, locked into one of the top two spots in a first-round bye in the AFC. And if the reports today are to be believed, they're going to be resting their starters. And why not? The only way they get to the number one seed is if the Patriots lose at home to the New York Jets, quarterback by either Bryce Petty, maybe Christian Hackenberg, and guess what, folks? That's not going to happen. So it's basically for them, this is an extra exhibition week, and they're going to treat it as such. And I think for the Browns, you're going to see Landry Jones, you're going to see Stephen Ridley, you're not going to see Pouncey, you're not going to see Hayward, you're not going to see some of the guys in the secondary, you're not going to see some. I bet Juju Smith-Schuster won't play much in this game either. They try to protect these guys and get ready for the playoff push. So for the Browns, you know, you caught a break. Because I'll tell you, and I don't think I'm saying anything that is scandalous or shocking, and I said it last week, and I know that it raised a few eyebrows, but Chicago was your best bet if the Steelers had to play. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy Grapes, he took care of business and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Had the Jaguars won that game, then you're going to have to deal with you know, the Steelers playing all out. And I would say the chances of beating the Steelers playing all out at home in a game that they felt they needed to win was probably slim to none. Now you have a legitimate chance to go in there and avoid the infamy of 0-16.
Yeah, you're going to have to do everything you can in that game. Going to have to pull out all the stops. Running the football going to be a priority. Cold weather here again. What are some of the building blocks? I know it's been a tough season. What have been some of the building blocks for the Browns this year?
I'll give you building blocks. I think on the offensive side of the ball, you've got certainly a pretty good nucleus in your line with Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio, Zeitler, J.C. Treader. Sean Coleman's developing, but I think that's a pretty good building block at wide receiver. I'd say Josh Gordon, if you have him for a full season, is a building block for you defensively. You know, I think the other guys need some work. Duke Johnson certainly is a role player on a winning team, and you're excited about what he can bring to the table. You'll see what happens with Crow's offseason. I think Corey Coleman needs to develop a lot more. But defensively, I think your line has some real building blocks on it. Agba and Garrett at the ends. I'll tell you what, Larry Ogunjobi, I think, has had quite a good rookie year. Caleb Brantley's been very disruptive. You've got Shelton there. You've got Coley. So your line's a nice building block. Kirksey, Collins, Schobert, who's going to the Pro Bowl, believe it or not. And then you need some help in the secondary. I think you've got some pieces there, but you really need some help in the secondary, and I think that is probably going to be a big priority. And the good news is, when you look at what John Dorsey did there, that's one area that he's been pretty good at identifying talent is in that secondary.
Speaking of John Dorsey, I know that you guys were just flexing, basically having a pose down out here in the hallway.
No, that was all for our executive producer, Jason Gibbs. As John Dorsey was admiring the physique of Gibbs. And
well, it is.
It is a sight to behold.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yes, behold, I love it.
Certainly something there. All right, next up, but speaking about John Dorsey, what's the challenge that lies ahead for him? You got to find a quarterback for this football team. Where does he go? Because I tell you what, with his history, I'd be willing to say, and I talked about this with Gerard yesterday, and you and I discussed it, even though you took it the wrong way last week, I still find him to be a guy who will find a veteran quarterback who he intends to win with, not somebody who's just a veteran to be a veteran, who he intends to try to win games with, whether that be in free agency or a trade, whatever, and then I think he might go that draft route and take maybe a Sam Darnold, high upside, let him learn for a year since he's so young if Sam Darnold were to come out, and then move on in that direction.
I think if it's Kirk Cousins, you're not drafting a quarterback.
Okay.
If it's anybody else, if it's Alex Smith, if it's a trade maybe for a Teddy Bridgewater, a Sam Bradford, a Case Keenum, somebody like that.
If it's Alex Smith, I think that's what makes the most sense because he's basically gotten comfortable playing with an heir apparent behind him.
Yeah, and I think you would bring him in and you would probably then draft a quarterback. I think if you're the Browns and you want to get good the quickest, and John Dorsey, I think, and Hugh Jackson certainly want that, I think your target one is Kirk Cousins. Your target two is probably Alex Smith. But if you get Kirk Cousins, you can probably draft and or trade out of one and stay in that top area, but come out of this draft with Kirk Cousins, Saquon Barkley, and Minka Fitzpatrick. So the best defensive player in the draft, the best offensive player in the draft, and you get the best quarterback available to you. And all of a sudden, you know, you do that, make a few more moves in free agency, add a corner, add a wide receiver, maybe. I think you all of a sudden you have the makings of a team with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, Barkley and Duke Johnson in the backfield, Josh Gordon, maybe Allen Robinson, Corey Coleman at receiver, that could be real good quick.
It's where you're going to have to add some quality free agents too. And I know that we've tried to break the bank before. It hasn't always worked out in the Browns' favor. The wide receiver quality has been tough. So I think, and I've heard Matt talk about it with you, you're looking at maybe those middle of the road guys, middle class guys, $1 to $4 million deals per year, something like that.
I think you can look bigger. I think we got
if you can, you can. I like to stay away from the wide receiver possibilities if I could for the free agents. Okay, but if we were going to go with some of the other positions, you do have the cap room. I'm not trying to pinch pennies over here. I'm just saying is your realistic ones that I think you're going to get that are really going to help are probably middle-of-the-road type players who are going to come in, still have something to play for, and still give you something in return as far as having a competitive football team to play with young, talented players and go out there and win games in 2018.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you looked at last year, the guy that really jumped out of me out of that class was Robert Woods, the guy that would have come in, I think, and done a lot of good here. That's an $8 million guy, and maybe that's the area you're looking at. But I do think, you know, Corey Coleman's only had consecutive games of 40 yards twice in his career, and at some point, I think you need to push him. You need to push him to get better and bring in a guy that maybe could take his starting spot. And that's why the name Allen Robinson comes up. We need some reliable guys who can win at wide receiver for this football team.
You look at the draft right now. Calvin Ridley is a first-round guy. I don't know if you're going to take him that high. But as you start to move through, there are some guys who I thought were going to have really, really good years, and they just didn't have those years. You have Sutton out of SMU,
yeah,
a couple of kids who are pretty good. Now, how do you see that class working up with wide receivers? Because I think that's one of the places that the fans would like to go at.
Yeah, this is – and this – it's interesting. When you look at this draft class right now, there isn't that game-changing wide receiver, or at least that people think – are game-changing wide receivers. So there are some guys. Ridley's good. You talked about Sutton. The kid playing right now, actually, from Oklahoma State, is a very good player. So there are some good receivers. There just isn't that one guy that is that dominant, you know, 6'4", A.J. Green, Julio Jones, who can do it all, who can run, who can do route running, etc. That guy isn't necessarily out there. But as I said, you've got James Washington's the guy that I meant from Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Anthony Miller's a guy out of Memphis that I know a lot of people like, 5'11", 190. So there certainly are some good players at wide receiver. It's just going to be, there aren't any of those
from Memphis too.
Dominant guys as
yeah,
well.
In
yeah.
the city, Anthony Miller.
Yeah, and people so like him. I've heard a lot of people say that's the guy that I want for the Cleveland Browns, which is very interesting to me. And again, he's a guy that you could look at, could operate out of the slot for you, also has some speed down the field. But they need a lot of help. And I think for me, the biggest help, it's going to be improving the pass game overall, which is quarterback and everybody that's involved with that. And number two, stopping teams from passing the football. When you look at the top 10 teams in the league against quarterbacks, they're all going to the playoffs or they have a chance to get in the playoffs winning on Sunday. You look at the bottom 10, they're all out of the playoffs already. It's a league about stopping the pass. Stopping the run, it's wonderful. I know we said it. I know we've dealt with some bad run defenses in the past. Doesn't matter. The year the Browns went 7-9, they were good against quarterbacks. Quarterback rating against was in the 70s. This year it's over 100, yeah, which is worse than the NFL. This team must get better stopping the pass, and I think that might be his biggest challenge of getting that.
And that second first-round pick, you mentioned Minkah Fitzpatrick. Does it sway you a little bit? Because it seems to be just a bit hit or miss with Alabama guys. There's a D. Milliner there, and then, of course, you have guys like C.J. Mosley, who plays linebacker, Reuben Foster, who plays a backer, who's done so well. So you've had a little bit of an up-and-down history. Not you, obviously, but
sure,
there's been a little bit of an up-and-down history here over the last decade with Alabama defenders.
There has been. What I like about Fitzpatrick is that Fitzpatrick's a guy that is kind of like the honey badger, but better. You can actually drop him down. He can play your slot corner for you. He can play traditional free safety. And I think that's what we need. I think you can find corners in free agency if you want to bring another guy in here. Remember, Howard Wilson's going to come back, who you drafted last year. In the second round, you have an opportunity to probably draft another corner, which would probably be a good idea. But
yeah,
I like the versatility of Fitzpatrick, and knowing that I think the biggest need on our defense side of the ball is a free safety.
Well, I think this is, and I think you're probably right about that. I find it to be just a wide open year for everybody, because you have some talent there, but you really need to bolster it in every single spot. So when you get callers in the midday, or I get callers in the morning, or we talk about this, there's really nowhere their people can go wrong. You could bring, if you really wanted to bring up an offensive lineman, I'd hear you out about an offensive lineman, wondering where they're going to be in the future. And I know that this is not the best class for them overall. You got some good players there. Maybe not the best class. And we've been worried a little bit more about offensive linemen over the last year, because they've kind of gone the way of the quarterback, is that they've struggled with pro-style systems. They haven't been really ready to go right off the rip. So there is a little bit of a question there. But even if somebody were to bring up a Billy Price, all right, let me hear you talk about Billy Price. So it's going to be fun, but it's also going to be pretty tough that you have six picks in those first three rounds. Those are good ideas. They're not players yet. You have to execute those picks. It makes this a pivotal offseason. Hey,
absolutely, it does. And one of the things that you know is that you have the guy picking for you in John Dorsey, who has had a draft pick go to the Pro Bowl 3 years in a row, the first time that's happened since the 70s. So he's done a good job with it, and you got to feel with all the guys you're going to be taking and all of the guys that you know you're trying to bring in here, John Dorsey, with all the assets you've got, to turn those ideas, those theories. And you're looking at it now. The Browns are likely to have the first and fourth, first and fifth, or they're guaranteed to have the first and fourth, first and fifth, or first and sixth picks in this draft. Same in the second round. You have every opportunity to significantly change this team, plus the money under the cap.
Stock up, step up coming up in a bit. Also, we'll go around the league. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns will join us. But coming up next, brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Browns kicker Zane Gonzalez joins us on the show. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and 8 more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
Welcome to Game Day Superstitions.
I'm here with Browns ultra fan Lauren Wright. Lauren, what's your game day superstition?
The night before every Browns game, I drive my F-150 deep into the woods and up a steep and winding mountain path. There I cast an ancient football curse on the opposing team. Unquenchable Lord of the Gridiron, I summon thee!
That is horrifying.
I know, I'm such a nerd.
Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668-1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. To live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show, every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back in Berea, Ken Grauman alongside of Nathan Zagura, the Hugh Jackson Show, all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. It's a kicker week. We had Britton Colquitt on yesterday. Today, we have Zane Gonzalez who joins us. Zane, thanks for joining us, friend.
Thanks for having me.
He mentioned he called football's peaches, Britton Colquitt did yesterday. And I'm going, what? What are peaches? Is that just a word that he uses to describe them? Is that something that is in the kicker vernacular? Well, tell me.
I'd say it's more of a Colquitt thing. I think him and his brother kind of go by calling A-balls, what I call them, peaches. Those are pretty much prime balls, best balls you can get. We have our ball guy rub the balls down perfectly, and those are the balls you want to hit in the game, hopefully, if the guy will just toss out the right ball. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a peach.
Do you get a chance? Do you get chances to sample the K-balls before they are?
No, the K-balls are kept. They actually make like really weird process. They get that. I'm pretty sure Colquitt probably said they get like 45 minutes or something. Rub the balls down, give them the refs. The ref check it, and you don't even touch the K-balls until opening kickoff or whatever it may be.
So the guy who's in charge of the K-balls, do you talk to the guy who's in charge of the K-balls at all? Is there any politicking that goes on? It's all gamesmanship.
We have a real good K-ball guy. His name is Corey. He's one of our equipment managers. We take care of him. Awesome guy, and he knows exactly what we want.
You got to take care of the equipment guys, don't you?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
One of the secrets.
Exactly. I mean, they have all the power.
We had a guy when I was doing minor league baseball. We had a guy who was a clubby, and I can't say what his name is on air. And boy, he was on the road. He was in Bowie, Maryland, and they used to treat him like garbage because he was mean spirited. I mean, he was mean, and they used to give him his money because at the end of the week you'd have to pay him money when you're on the road. And so they went to the bank that was in the hotel, and they got a whole bunch of quarters and put them in pillowcases and drew big money signs on them. And that's how they would pay the guy.
Like the old school cartoon type.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Just because, again, I can't say his name on the radio, but it was a real contentious relationship.
Well, if he was mean-spirited, he sounded like he might have been asking for it a little bit.
A real Grinch type character. Zane, you're from Houston, Texas. Deer Park, Texas is where it says here. Is there a Deer Park High School?
Deer Park High School, Southeast Houston. I mean, the whole area kind of just classifies Houston, because if you say Deer Park, nobody's going to have a clue where that's at.
If you say Houston.
People are like, oh, all right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's like Strongsville here at Cleveland.
Exactly.
Okay. You grew up, you're not very old. How old are you?
22.
So you probably grew up a Texans fan?
Yeah, I did.
If I'm imagining that. How big are sports in Texas? You guys got a lot of stadiums down there. You got the new Houston Stadium. You got the Reliance Stadium, which is now, NRG Field down there. You have all those stadiums down there in Houston. Goodness.
You got a lot of. You got NRG, you got Toyota Center, you got Minute Maid, you got the Astrodome, which is right next to NRG, but they don't even know what to use that for now.
What are they going
to
do with it?
I want to say they're talking about making it into like a museum-type thing, is the last I heard. But who knows what they're going to do, honestly. I mean, there's always different speculations about what they're going to do with it. I have no idea.
Are you old enough to go into the Astrodome when it was in use?
No, I went into it when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
My mom was like volunteering down there, so I'd go down there, and that's where they kind of kept a lot of the victims over there. And she did a lot of work with that, and I'd kind of go down there and mess around or whatever. So that was the last time I was actually in there.
No, the Astrodome was like a wonder of the world, and now NRG, it's like a Goliath.
It's
right
so
next
small
to it.
Next to NRG.
Yeah, isn't it?
Which is crazy to think about.
Big Astros fan then, I take it?
Yes, I am.
How'd you feel about them winning the World Series?
That was awesome, especially for after the Hurricane Harvey had hit. That was huge for the city. So, I mean, I can just imagine. My family actually went to the Astros parade downtown and said it was amazing, but I wish I could have been there.
What have you gotten used to? What have you learned in your first year in the NFL?
The professional side of it, showing up to work every day and just going out there and never taking a day for granted. I mean, especially here, you'll see people coming ins and outs, new players, different week. Just learning the business side of it and just creating all those relationships you can.
What's the weather like? I know you went to Arizona State, so I can't sit there and go, what's the weather like compared to Arizona? What's the challenging thing, though, about the weather? With Cleveland, and you were kicking in Chicago last week, so.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland, we have a really windy stadium. I mean, being right next to the water, obviously, cold, kind of snowy every now and then. Chicago wasn't really too windy, which it was in preseason, but this time it wasn't too windy, but it was a real snowy. The field was real beat up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just got to take all the different conditions into play, and at the end of the day, you got to go out there and hit your ball. I mean, can't really mess around with it too much.
Is there stadiums, like pitchers in baseball, they like pitching in certain stadiums. It just works for them. Is there stadiums you like to kick in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any indoor stadium. That's a pretty high.
Well, yeah, there you go with the weather again. I should have gotten there. Is there anywhere it's like, man, it's nice around here. It meshes with my personality.
I mean, we went out to L.A., StubHub Center. I mean, it's a little stadium, but, I mean, being in L.A., it's prime weather. You don't really have any wind conditions to mess with, warm weather. The ball flies well. I mean, being on the West Coast the last 4 years was – before coming out to Cleveland was awesome, so I love it out there.
I got to ask you about Herm Edwards taking over at Arizona State. You went to Arizona State. Thumbs up, sideways, down. What are you thinking here?
I'm going to go sideways for now. I've heard great things about him.
Honesty, I like that. I really like that. There it is.
I heard great things about him. Awesome guy. Just interested to see. I mean, I'm a big Coach Graham guy, so, I mean, seeing who's going to come in is a lot of pressure for him, and I mean, he's been out of college game for a while, so we'll see exactly how he does. I think it will be initially really good at recruiting and then kind of just go from there and see how the coaching staff takes over.
What was the reason for the different headset for Todd Graham? Like, he looked like he was answering phone calls at a call center.
I'm not even sure. I mean, he kind of laughed about it, too. That was just his thing. I mean, I don't know if he just didn't want his hair messed up or whatever it was, but he had a nice little custom piece that customized his ear and everything. Him and those wristbands he always wore. I'm not even sure.
With the wristbands?
He wore maroon and gold wristbands every game. I'm not
like
sure.
Like Dusty Baker or something? I keep bringing up baseball. I'm going to stop doing that. But
I'm not exactly sure who Dusty Baker is, but something along those lines where he just wore wristbands. I don't know.
Man, now you make me. He was still a manager. He just got fired. You don't know who Dusty Baker is. I shouldn't expect him to know who Dusty Baker is. I shouldn't expect you to do that. Okay, what are your interests? What are your hobbies? Tell me.
Grew up playing soccer, so I like to watch a lot of soccer.
European?
Yep. Chelsea's my favorite club.
Chelsea.
So we're out in London. I was trying to see if I can somehow make it over Stamford Bridge, but didn't really have enough time to, naturally. We got there Thursday, busy schedule.
Difficult,
but,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I watch soccer, like to go travel around, do any sort of activities outside, and, play basketball, whatever it may be.
Zane Gonzalez joining us on the show. What's your plans for the offseason?
I'm going to go back to Houston, hang out with the family for a little bit, and then make my way over to Arizona and train out there for majority of the offseason. And then try to get a couple vacations in. My dad wants to take me and my brother and sister on a couple vacations as well, so go that way.
Where might you go?
Maybe a cruise, maybe go to California. Who knows?
A cruise is where it's at. You ever been on a cruise?
I've been on a cruise when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, you got to. How old are you now?
22.
And now you got to go on a cruise.
Exactly. So
it's
I mean,
different experience.
We'll figure it out. It'll be a fun little time.
That's all right. My wife and I are going on a cruise in February. You can tag along if you want.
Where are you going the cruise from?
I thought you'd be awkward. You'd be weirded out by that question. You just kept moving right on. I actually have no idea.
You have no idea.
It's somewhere in the Caribbean. I have no.
That'll be awesome.
I think Puerto Rico's in there.
Puerto Rico, maybe Roatan, maybe Cozumel. Who knows? There's a lot of different places you can go through out of there.
She is really excited. When we first got together, we've been on like four now, and it's just the way that she likes to do it. But I just kind of go with the flow,
it's
man.
Fun,
I have no idea.
It's a fun vacation. My brother went on one, I think, last year, and he was telling me how he had a blast. I mean, with all the little different, he said he got like a drink card or whatever it may have been.
That's a good
all
time.
Kind of stuff. And yeah. I was like, sounds like a blast.
Yeah, that's the one. If you can, you got to go and you got to do that. It's yeah. it's worth it.
No,
it's
nothing
just
to worry about. I mean, you're on a boat. You can't get caught driving. You can't do anything.
Yeah,
you know? Well, can't do nothing dumb.
The one thing that's weird is that we stopped. I know we stopped in Mexico twice on the last one we went on. This was just a couple years ago, and we got off and we were walking around in Mexico, and Liz wanted, my wife was there for about 15 minutes and wanted to turn around. And I remember I looked down an alley and I saw some guys doing something down an alley that I knew they probably should have been doing, and it was illegal, but it looked like fun. Like all I saw was shadows. And all the whole time over the last couple of years, I go, man, I kind of want to go down that alley, and I wonder what they were doing down that alley. So maybe it's probably a good idea if we stay on the boat, because, you know, when in Mexico, you might as well get into some trouble.
I mean, you can go down there and see what happens.
What's the worst that can happen?
I think there's some pretty bad stuff that can
happen. Oh, those are tall tales.
Have fun with it.
Okay. Zane, we thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the last week of seriously cold weather out there. That's going to be pretty horrible on Sunday, so I'm glad I'm going to be nice and toasty watching you on TV.
Yeah, I'll be cold for the both of us.
Thank you very much. I have enough insulation for the both of us, don't I? All right, Zane Gonzalez joining us on the show. Zane, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Zane Gonzalez in the Players Spotlight. When we come back, welcome in the head coach and the namesake of the show, Hugh Jackson. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
OSHA penalties increased nearly 80% this year. The safety experts at SCT help businesses be proactive about workplace safety. Now's the time to update safety and drug-free training. Schedule OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 classes today. SCT brings its services to clients with its mobile training units, or clients are welcome at SCT's state-of-the-art facility in Middleburg Heights. Don't drop the ball when it comes to keeping employees safe at work. Visit sct.us.com today.
Minuteman HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experience is preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Experience the difference of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Just text the word AGREE to 42424. Its unique formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference too.
Text AGREE to 42424 to experience the amazing Nugenix difference. This offer is not available in stores. Text AGREE to 42424.
2018 is an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Charles Osgood. Give your employees the power to do their best work and maximize your budget with Dell Small Business. Update to new Dell Business PCs with Intel Core processors. Dell Small Business advisors mean that you'll get the best deals and business solutions. Save up to 35% off select business PCs from now until the end of December and get free shipping. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL.
Got it at the 35. Still going at the 20. Weaving his way to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone.
Cleveland sports fans, we're where you want to be. ESPN 850 WKNR.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Browns Steelers coming up on Sunday live from Heinz Field at 1 p.m. kickoff. And Nathan, who joins us right now, my friend?
It's time now for the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
We will get the coach here momentarily. Game coming up on the road in Pittsburgh. Nathan, you've been to just about every single city now in the NFL. Where's, as far as road places, where does Pittsburgh rank as far as toughness?
As far as toughness? Like the average person on the street?
No, that's not what I meant. The atmosphere.
I think it's a great atmosphere. I actually love the atmosphere. By
the way, how would you find that out if the average person on the street is concerned?
I would have to go out and try to, hey, you talking to me? And see how they respond. And then we'd rank the cities. And then we'd go from there. I think it would work. See what happens when you go into a Permonte Brothers. You know? You guys are rough and tumble in here? I actually think it's a pretty cool atmosphere. They play some good music, the terrible towel. I think it's a beautiful setting. I actually like Heinz Field. I think M&T Bank Stadium is a great stadium, too. I think those two places, yeah, when they play Renegade at the beginning of the fourth quarter, it's good. It's good. Yeah. Ken, yes. I just want people at home who are visualizing things right now. Ken Carman is wearing, from the KC collection, red and black plaid, like, woodsman shirt, and your face is as red now as your shirt.
the opposite of the reaction I thought I was going to get. You mean personally, like on the street? Yeah.
You didn't say toughest place to play. You said, is it the toughest city? What does that mean?
Okay, well, we'll get back to that. Maybe that'll come up and around the league. We'll give a ranking of the toughest.
I'm going to go with the Bay Area for the toughest city, Oakland.
Probably. Well, they were willing to fight Donald Penn earlier this year.
Own players.
All right, let's get to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, joining us on the show. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, looking forward to what's going on against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You guys go on the road. Cold outside this week. You decided to take him indoors. I got to think it's the right bet because there's only so much you can do outside, even though you do want to get used to those elements.
Oh, absolutely. It was really cold. I mean, when you're talking about 4 and maybe with the wind chill below 2 and those things, I thought it was best to have the team go inside so that we can have a chance to do what we needed to do to get ready for this game.
Coach, the report's coming out today, Marcus Gilbert saying that no Big Ben, no Le'Veon Bell. You look at their practice report, seems like Pouncey unlikely to play, Cam Hayward unlikely to play. How is it when you're in your preparation, how do you kind of switch things up saying, you know, Big Ben's one way, Landry Jones, who you played against last year, got some tape on another way. Does that change how you prepare at all when you hear reports like that?
Well, it does. I think because we're going to prepare. We're going to get Pittsburgh's best shot. That's the way we have to go into this game. And if they decide not to play certain players, that's totally up to them.
Coach, obviously it was a tough game in Chicago, but a couple bright spots. One would be Duke Johnson on offense, and the other would be Myles Garrett's play on defense, including the play that unfortunately didn't count. But, you know, did you really take something away from that interception and seeing your guy drafted number one overall finally make that big play that you needed?
Oh, absolutely. It just gives you the thought and to know that he can make that play, and not only make that play but finish it. I mean, what a tremendous first interception, and then being able to take that ball all the way in for a touchdown, even though we didn't have that happen. I mean, but to watch him do that, that was an awesome play.
Coach, talking about Duke Johnson, who was voted, by the Pro Football Writers of America, the people who cover this team, as the best player on the Browns this year, the most valuable player. What have you seen from him over the course of this season? He's now given you 100 total yards or a touchdown in three straight games.
No, I think what I've seen from Duke is consistency and growth. You know, growth from year one in our system to year two. He's made the strides that you would think a player would make in the system going into year two. He's had a heck of a year. You know, when this thing's all said and done, he's going to have over 1,000 yards combined of offense, catching and running. And he's had an outstanding season.
Coach, this week against the Steelers, you look at them the last 4 weeks, giving up 5.7 yards per carry. We know it's going to be cold, and it looks like the high could be around 13 degrees on Sunday. Is this a game where you want to go ahead and line up with your strong offensive line, feed the crow, feed Duke Johnson, and try to run the football and minimize the opportunities for your young quarterback to make mistakes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously that's always a plan, but you know how these games go, and
sure,
and all of a sudden things change. We're going to definitely set out to do that, but we want to do whatever we feel it's going to take to win the football game.
What's the sense of that you have of the team this week, knowing that, listen, you know, the elephant in the room, 0-15, you got to get that win to avoid that 0-16. Do you sense from these guys they understand kind of what's at stake, and also if there's added pressure or just how they're responding to that, you know, knowing that this is the last opportunity in 2017, and really with the way the NFL is, it's the last opportunity for this group of guys to be together and have a chance to get what they've worked so hard for all year, and that's a win?
No, I think these guys have really handled all of that the right way. You know, obviously they want to win extremely, extremely bad. I mean, they've worked really hard, and you don't do this and play pro football other than to win. So we want that to happen for these guys, but we know in order for that to happen, we got to play well. We got to do the things that it takes to win games and be consistent, play in and play out. To give us the opportunity to do that. I think, you know, our guys have worked extremely hard. I did sense today, you know, there was a little sadness because today was the last of our big practices, you know, and I think the guys truly do enjoy being with each other, but I think what they want more so than anything is together to go out and win a football game.
How's DeShone Kizer been this week, Coach? Obviously, it was a rough game for him against Chicago in a cold situation, and, you know, went against head-to-head with Mitch Trubisky and came out on the wrong side of it. How has he been in this week getting ready for the Steelers?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, he's coming there and coming to work and working hard and excited about the opportunity to go out and play against the Steelers. You know, I think it's one thing about being young. You know, you're really resilient. You kind of move on from the last game and get ready for the next, and I think that's the way he's approached it. He's done a nice job this week. But, again, he knows all that does is give him a chance. He has to go out on Sunday and get it done.
How's Josh Gordon feeling this week after he was a little under the weather against the Bears?
Much better. I think Josh is ready to go, fired up about the opportunity to play in Pittsburgh, and looking forward to it.
Any health updates? I know in the secondary, you know, you got Jamar Taylor back last week, but hasn't practiced some this week. Brian Body Calhoun looks like he might be back. How are you on the back end of this defense?
Yeah, I think we got a chance to get, you know, to be very healthy back there, probably as healthy as we've been. Hopefully we'll get Body back, and we got Jamar Taylor back last week. I think we'll probably be full strength by the time we get ready to play this football game.
Now, Coach, I know this is the last Hugh Jackson radio show of this season, and so I wanted to kind of just take a little bit of a peek ahead, not too far ahead, but I noticed that, you know, when you've been talking about John Dorsey and the conversations you've had and the meetings you've had with him, you seem very energized about that. And just can you kind of take us a peek behind the curtain and what's been going so well in terms of your time with John Dorsey and the philosophy that you two seem to have about this Browns team going forward?
Well, I think what we do is we really talk about building a team and the vision of how we see how we want our football team to look as we move forward, and the things that we need to do to strengthen it, the things we need to do to get better in so many different areas. And I think when you're constantly talking about those things, it's an excitement in the room, because we truly believe if we can make these things happen, that great things are ahead for Cleveland Browns football. And that's all we do. If I can honestly, and John Dorsey have done, we've really struck up a relationship on what is it going to take to get this team, this organization, to winning as fast as we can, and that's all we talk about.
Yeah, get this team to winning now. One last opportunity on Sunday, and again, this is our last time with you here on the Hugh Jackson Show for this season. You know, how important is it to you personally to get this W on Sunday, and what's the final message you want to leave with, you know, the fans of the Cleveland Browns, who I think are probably as desperate for that win and just desperate for positivity going forward?
Well, absolutely. I think we all want something that we can hold in our hand before the 2018 season comes. I would say to our fans, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being there and going through this, and it's not easy. I'd be the first to tell you that, and we know it's not for you because we know you bleed Cleveland Browns football. It hasn't been easy for our players at all as well or organization, and tough times do happen, but tough people withstand these things, and I would say to our players, they've been extremely resilient and tough throughout it all, and I told the team the other day, you know, you have to go through something to get on the other side before something great happens. And I truly believe that there's great things ahead. I'm not going to make any promises of what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. I've done those things before and been wrong about it. But I truly, truly believe that we're heading in the right direction now. And it's, again, it's been really, really hard for all involved. Nobody wants to go through a season like this. Getting that win in Pittsburgh would mean a lot because it would keep us out of those record books on the wrong side of it all, and we all get that. But at the same time, we're not going to let whatever happens on Sunday, whether good or bad, define where we're headed, what we're trying to accomplish, and who we're going to be in the future. And that's what I want everybody to know.
Coach, thank you for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, joining us on the show. We come back, Nathan and I will go around the league. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
Hi, gang. Riz here for Universal Windows Direct, and you don't want to suffer through another winter in a cold, drafty home. Listen what my guys are going to do. How about this? You get your windows replaced now and don't pay for 18 months. Interest-free. That's right. No payments, no interest, not a dollar out of your pocket until 2019. Some restrictions apply. Call to schedule a free in-home estimate. 216-518-8900 or UniversalWindowsDirect.com, and you'll be saying, I love my windows.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here, and I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
We're here at the Browns game with Sarah and a half dozen of her little Browns fans.
Little Browns fans?
These fifth graders are skilled junior football dynamos, all with the determination worthy to be the guardians of the gridiron.
Okay, well, you have a nice Explorer.
It's more than nice. It's spacious. It's smart. Its third row seat gives me plenty of room for my linebackers.
So, would you say Explorer's unstoppable?
I would, but you already said it. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010.
They're tough.
Owners David Gregg, a couple of rough and tumble guys. They quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and they started distilling their bourbon and other local spirits.
Set it together.
They have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon is now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland.
You're not being rough and tumble right now.
I'm sorry. Right. I've had Watershed. It's fantastic.
It is good.
It's unpaid testimonial. It is fantastic stuff. That was that was an exceptional moment of radio you just shared with me there.
It was an honor to be a part of it.
Okay, well, let's go around the league. What is the top five toughest cities you've been to? if we're going to start saying that.
Oakland. In the NFL? Top five toughest NFL cities?
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. The atmospheres.
You mean in the stadium now?
Yeah, of course.
I was going with my other thing. Okay, in stadium, atmosphere, toughest places to play.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Okay. That's number one.
Seattle would be number one.
Pittsburgh, when the Rams are there.
Pittsburgh probably be number two.
Oh, wow.
Baltimore would probably be number three.
Renegade's a big moment in Pittsburgh. Baltimore's
I said that and you almost lost it when I said Renegade.
No, Renegade. Well, I don't know if they're doing it now because that was always like a James Harrison thing, but they're still going to do Renegade? Okay.
Three stick out to me. Oakland, obviously the black hole. And then I would say Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Why?
Ask Jalen Rose.
Okay, never mind. A stick song right to begin the fourth quarter, huh? All right,
Atlanta, not for what's happening in the stadium.
No.
The allure of Atlanta.
Move on. Might ask Patrick Ewing there as well. All right, continue to go around
the league. I once saw Patrick Ewing in Atlanta.
How should a team like the Browns...
Hills are golden that day.
How should a team like the Browns handle a college player who reportedly doesn't want to be drafted by them? If you were John Dorsey, how would you handle it?
If he's the top guy on my draft board, I'm drafting him. Simple.
Tough cookies.
And if he's the top player on my draft board, there's a good chance he might be the top player on somebody else's draft board, and he can come here, and I'm either going to get him or I'm going to be able to trade him for something insanely awesome.
Something equitable?
Yeah.
Something nice? Yeah.
I'm going to draft him. I'm not going to let some punk 21-year-old kid tell me that I can't draft him.
That's why
it's called the draft, young man. You want to stay in school?
Well, you don't want to work yourself into a shoot. You're not working for the team. You're working for the league. I know you're technically you're an employee of the Browns and Giants and so on and so forth. Technically, that's true. You're really a
and you know what
really
it says to me
league.
Too. You, honest to God, it says to me you're a little bit of a coward. Because if you believe in yourself the way that you should, you want to come to Cleveland and you want to be the guy. Think about the way Bernie Kosar is revered in this city, and he never won a Super Bowl. You want to be the guy that comes here and wins a Super Bowl for the Browns?
Well, I don't want to.
You'll be revered forever.
On this other side of that, and that's true, on the other side of that, I don't want stupid. I don't want reckless. If that's
well,
the
we've
case,
done that. We've had reckless.
Well, you need to know what you're getting
into.
Yes,
it's got to be a professional.
Yeah, you need to know what you're getting into there. Rank the top three free agent quarterbacks this offseason. Throw Kirk Cousins in there, of course.
He's number one by a lot, I would say.
Yes.
And then it's probably because Alex Smith isn't a free agent. Now, Garoppolo's technically a free agent, right? Technically. If I was doing it the other way, then Jimmy Grapes, number one. Cousins, two. And then I'll go probably like a Bradford or a Bridgewater or maybe a Case Keenum would be three.
I think Bradford would be over Case Keenum right now.
I don't know. You either get Alex Smith or Cousins, and after that, there's a big drop off.
Yeah, I would say. Because
let's be honest, Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, technically, if they allowed Jimmy Garoppolo to leave, they have lost their minds.
Speaking of laughs in Pittsburgh, who gets the last one? James Harrison or the Steelers?
I'm going to say James Harrison with the Patriots. Not that he's necessarily going to be the reason that they're laughing. I just think the Patriots with home field and Antonio Brown, we don't know how healthy he's going to be. I think that the Patriots are going to go back to the Super Bowl.
Did you ever do something crazy to get yourself fired from a job?
No.
Because he was falling asleep on purpose, according to them, falling asleep on purpose in meetings and trying to snore real hard.
I mean, I think we've all done things in our lives, like in high school, where we've like acted crazy to like get a girl to break up with us so we didn't have to break up with them. But I've never done anything to get myself fired from a job. I like having a job.
The other way around.
For you?
Yeah.
They try to make you break up with them?
I'm a nester, you know. that's just the truth. That's how that works out.
I'm sorry, bro.
There's only one of us in the room laughing. That's you, Dave.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Who would you have more confidence going into the postseason with? Nick Foles or Blake Bortles?
I'm going to say Nick Foles, just because he had a season where he had 27 touchdowns, two interceptions. He's got some good coaching, some good insulation there with John DeFilippo and Frank Reich and Doug Peterson. So I'm going to say Foles, but I mean, you want to? How crazy is this? In the NFC, the two quarterbacks that have byes are Case Keenum and Nick Foles, and in their first playoff games in the second round, they're going to face some combination of either Cam Newton or Drew Brees or Matt Ryan or Jared Goff, and that's who they're going to end up facing in the second round.
Oh boy, this is a.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm still just trying to think who I'd pick: Nick Foles or Blake Bortles. Did
you see Blake Bortles when the pressure started to turn out against the Niners? Yeah. Pick six, another pick.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take Nick Foles.
That's what I said.
I'm going to take Nick Foles. All right, I'll take Nick Foles there. Is anyone challenging Tom Brady for the NFL MVP?
You know, it's not they need to get rid of the MVP.
Why?
Because it should be most outstanding player.
Well, that's balderdash. Just tell me a name.
Can I finish?
I kind of don't want you to.
Quarterbacks are always the MVPs. Those you can't replace a quarterback like that. But I think
same thing with LeBron in the NBA.
But what Todd Gurley is doing
is
outstanding. And he maybe be the most outstanding player in the league. But it's such a quarterback-driven league. The MVP by almost inherently has to be a quarterback.
You can vote for anybody you want to if you're one of the writers. Isn't it the writers who vote for this?
Yeah, they're not going to win.
Then let the writers vote for it, for crying out loud. I don't understand. Is LeBron not the MVP of the league every single year?
100%.
He takes the Cavaliers to the finals every single year.
100%.
So he's on, but somehow other guys win the league, win the award every year.
I think they're bored with it. It's like when Daniel Day-Lewis is winning every Academy Award.
Are you not bored with quarterbacks winning the MVP? You can vote for anybody
around.
You want.
Moves around.
My goodness. All right, that's the end of Around the League. A very fantastic, very spirited Around the League, if you will. Very free-spirited Around the League. We're all very fond of it. It is.
Yeah,
it's rough and tumble Around the League. Coming up next, we'll stock up and we'll step up. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show, University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Folks, you know what's coming. A new year, 2018. You know what? Be a great time for you to make a New Year's resolution. And you know I'm going to tell you about Joby's. Come on, hitting the gym? What do you need, more sleep? Joby's could help with all of that. We all start somewhere. Start with Joby's in 2018. It's what I did 10 years ago. If Joby's doesn't help, Joe will give you your money back in full with his money-back guarantee. Not to mention free shipping, 877-300-5632 or Joby's.com.
2018 is an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Show them your love, show them you care. Gifts sent as cash, your gift gets there. Come to a store, their hearts will soar. Best gift is cash, gifts they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
Hi gang, Riz here, Northeast Factory Direct. Alex, their owner, wants you to know he has high-quality furniture, but now the variety is really expanded. In fact, it's still about half what you pay at retail, but the unbelievable variety is, how about this, solid wood tables with four chairs that retail for $799, just $299, and you can get it right away. Mattresses, hot tubs, and more, nice furniture, pool tables, they've got it. West 140th in Cleveland, Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid, every day online, northeastfactorydirect.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Give your employees the power to do their best work and maximize your budget with Dell Small Business. Update to new Dell Business PCs with Intel Core processors. Dell Small Business advisors mean that you'll get the best deals and business solutions. Save up to 35% off select business PCs from now until the end of December and get free shipping. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Sweeping left side, 10-5, touchdown, and the Buckeyes win it in overtime.
Cleveland sports fans, we're where you want to be. ESPN 850 WKNR.
9 a.m. Browns game day. Myself and Gerard Cherry, Matt Wilhelm will join us at 10. Then the Cleveland Browns kickoff show at 11 a.m. Tony Rizzo will host that one with all of us. And then at 1 p.m., kickoff from Heinz Field between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. Time for Stock Up and Step Up. Nathan, I'll go first this week. I said I would. My step-up player, Kai Nakua, you need some help there in the secondary, so you need him to step up. And my stock-up guy, just because I'm going to beat you to it, Duke Johnson. So Kai Nakua and Duke Johnson.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah.
Would you say, what kind of safety is Kai Nakua?
I was surprised I see him blitzing so many times.
Is he a rough and tumble safety?
He's a rough and tumble safety.
That's good. All right.
Like one of the Magnificent Seven.
I'm going to do something bold here. My stock up player is...
perhaps one of the Dirty Dozen. What?
Nobody. My step up player, everybody. You've got to get a win. You have one opportunity to avoid history, which is 0-16. You go 1-15.
Folks.
I don't care if it's against the backups of the Steelers.
In the
you go 1-15.
No one has ever not picked a stock up player.
I have done it. It's history. We're making history. Let's hope the Browns don't make history on Sunday. I don't care if you beat their backups by 2 weeks from now.
Win.
Nobody will remember 1-15, who it was, whatever. But they will always remember 0-16. So everybody step up, do what you got to do, and win that game.
Completely
rough and tumble style.
100% totally agree. Win the game easy. Win the game high-flying, or win the game rough and tumble. It doesn't matter. Just win the game. Go
Technical.
And win the game.
Right.
Go and win the game. That was a bold statement you made right there.
Thank you,
like
Ken.
I absolutely like
Your
it.
Your flannel is bold.
Well, thank you very much. Again, it all starts 9 a.m. on Sunday, Browns game day. Gerard Cherry and myself. Then at 11 a.m., the Cleveland Browns kickoff show with Tony Rizzo. Then at 1 p.m., kickoff between the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers from Heinz Field. With Dragomir Zagura right here, Jim Donovan on the play-by-play, and Doug Deacon on the color analysis. Big thanks to Meredith Kane and Jason Gibbs. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Ken Carmen. Thank you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Hey, we're here at the Browns game with Mark and his sweet Ford Edge.
Whoa, 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 sweet? To call a Ford Edge sweet is like calling a Da Vinci a drawing, a Michelangelo a figurine. Ford Edge is a masterpiece of art and science. Its EcoBoost engine and its innovative driver assist features.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I say it's pretty sweet. How would you describe the Ford Edge?
Always unstoppable. And it's pretty sweet. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-2319. That's 1-800-500-2319. 1-800-500-2319.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That means you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. Emmett Golden and Gerard Cherry, weekdays at 3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.